Good morning, and welcome to the concluding mini-shir on Megillas Esther in the current series. We're learning in the merit of the IDF, Israel's emergency services, the hostages, and the injured. God willing, as of Shushan Purim, we'll be starting on Sefer Ezra. So I'm looking at chapter 5, Perek Hey, Pasuk Yedalad, sentence 14, and a message related to the gallows that is set up for Mordechai that ends up being used for Haman. But I want to begin with a question. What is the goal of galus? What's the goal of exile? So it could be punishment, or that we're unworthy of Eretz Yisrael, so we're being kicked out, and that's certainly supported in Chumash and Tanakh, various passages of Gemara. It could be that the world is not yet perfected to the point where we can run our country. Rav Kook talks about that. We're kept outside of Israel until the world is at a state where we could run a righteous country. Or it could be that we have something to accomplish in our exile, some kind of growth that we need to have, and then we'll be able to come back. So there's the Gemara Psachim that says that we're in Galus in order to accomplish attracting other people to Judaism. That's the Gemara Psachim, Pei Zayin, Amud Beis. But maybe it's that we need to grow. There's something that we need to do. And I see that message in a Medrash in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer regarding the gallows for Mordechai. Zeresh's advice to Haman in chapter 5, sentence 14, is you need a 50 amah gallows to hang Mordechai. That height has to be an important element of her advice. First of all, because it's stressed in the text. And Charvona, when he tells Achashverosh that Haman is doing this, specifies 50 amah gallows. He specifies that. Not only that, it has to be important, because otherwise, why did Haman listen to her? Right? Rabbi Yonatan Grossman notes that Haman thought about killing Mordechai back in chapter 3, sentence 6, and he rejected it as beneath him. The only new element is the 50 amah gallows. Not only that, Rav David Zinzheim says, kill him is not exactly a deep insight, right? Haman already said to kill the Jews. He thought of killing people. That was not novel to him. She must be adding something with the gallows. What's special about this 50 amah gallows? So most answers revolve around visibility. Yeah, you're executing a traitor to the throne. That's a big one. The Malbim says it makes this worthy of Haman if it isn't just I'm killing the guy who won't bow to me, but rather he's executing a traitor. Remember, Bigtan and Teresh were hanged on an eitz also. The Malbim also suggests maybe Haman pitches it to Achashverosh as a way to intimidate future rebels. The problem with that is that Haman doesn't actually mention the 50 amos in pitches the idea to Achashverosh. Well, when he wants to pitch the idea to Achashverosh, he doesn't actually get to talk. Instead, he ends up parading Mordechai around. But he doesn't come into Achashverosh with a plan of mentioning the 50 amos. He just says he wants to hang Mordechai. I don't know. But that's one school of thought, is that the height of it matters as part of executing a traitor to the throne. There's also a twist in the Shlal David that maybe Zeresh is saying to Haman, you'll be able to see this tall gallows when you're on your way to the party, because they're going to build it right away, because construction was really fast back in the day, and you'll see it on the way to the party, and that'll make you happy, because you can see a 50 amah gallows from pretty much anywhere. 50 amos, for reference, like 70, 80 feet. So this is all one school of thought. Is the height makes it like executing a traitor, and visibility, fine. Rav Zinzheim in the Shlal David also quotes a medrash that suggests that this wood came from Har Ararat, from Noah's Teva, from Noah's Ark. That's largely a function of saying, well, here there's a 50 amah piece of wood, and with with Noah's Ark, one of the dimensions was 50 amos, so you had a 50 amah piece of wood there, so let's connect the two. It also could explain why this idea appeals to Haman more than just simply killing Mordechai, because remember Haman's religious character that we talked about with the lottery, his commitment to the lottery? So he might think that this is going to help him as some kind of a sacred relic. But there's another idea found in a medrash in Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, and that's where my focus is. It's based on a passage in Malachim Aleph chapter 7 that says the Beis Hamikdash included beams that ran along its width, and the width of the Beis Hamikdash was 50 amos. So the Beis Hamikdash includes beams that are 50 amos. So the medrash in Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer Nun says the gallows that Haman makes for Mordechai uses wood from the Beis Hamikdash. What a wild idea. What's the message of this medrash? What is this medrash trying to tell me? So it could just be another case of, here's 50 amma wood, here's 50 amma wood, let's connect them. Could be. It could also be that it shows why Haman liked the idea of doing this to Mordechai. Like, I'm going to stick it to the Jew. Not only am I going to execute him, but I'm going to use the wood from the Beis Hamikdash, like having a feast celebrating the downfall of the Jews and drinking from the vessels of the Beis Hamikdash, as Belshazzar did, and as the Medrash says Achashverosh did as well. It also fits into a general pattern of associating Megillas Esther with the Beis Hamikdash. That comes up in a variety of ways. The idea that Achashverosh uses the vessels of the Beis Hamikdash, the idea that when he tells Esther, I'll give you up to half of the kingdom, he's saying to her, up to the construction of the Beis Hamikdash. There are various connections that you can make there. Rav Yaakov David Ilan, who's a Rav in Chadera, wrote an article in which he suggested that the use of wood from the Beis Hamikdash to hang Haman in the end, because at first it's for Mordechai, but it ends up hanging Haman, actually makes sense for us, because the Gemara says, I think it's Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, that there are three things we're supposed to do when we enter Eretz Yisrael. The first one is appoint a king, the second one is destroy Amalek, and the third, we build the Beis Hamikdash. So you're using wood from the Beis Hamikdash to destroy Amalek, and then you'll be able to build the Beis Hamikdash. That works. There's also another idea noted in Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, which connects it to Ezra chapter 6, sentence 11. The pasuk in Ezra is, remember that the Jews are trying to build the second Beis Hamikdash. They've come back into Israel. They're trying to build the second Beis Hamikdash, and then the Samaritans cause the order to be rescinded. They create all sorts of trouble for the Jews. We're not going to talk about this right now, but they get the order halted. Then King Darius, who the Medrash says is actually the son of Achashverosh and Esther, decides to restart the construction of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's right after the events of the Purim story, according to that Medrash. And he says, if anybody tries to block the construction of the Beis Hamikdash, they will be hanged on a gallows. So that's interesting. Maybe there's a connection to that. The Medrash seems to think that there is a connection to that. So, and there's a lot more we could say about that, but it's 2:30 in the morning, so I'm not going to do that. Instead, I just wanted to get to one other way to look at this Medrash. Again, our question fundamentally is, a question about the Megillah is, why is this 50 Amma recommendation so important? We talked about it in terms of visibility. That was certainly one element of it. And the idea that it's like hanging a traitor, and that's going to appeal. We had this idea that maybe it's connected to Noah's Ark, but this idea that it's connected to the Beis Hamikdash, that the wood is actually wood from the Beis Hamikdash, the Medrash in Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, is what's so fascinating. What is this Medrash trying to say? So we gave a few different explanations, and I would like to add one explanation in addition to the ones we've said, which is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, says, when we sin and we're not worthy of the Beis Hamikdash becomes our enemy until we do tshuva, until we repent. And then it becomes a means of our salvation, of our geula. And maybe that's what this is. When the Megillah begins, the Jews are not worthy in their exile, and therefore they are, in fact, doomed. And the wood of the Beis Hamikdash is their enemy. It's going to be used to hang Mordechai. But we gather, we unify ourselves, we appeal to Hashem, and at that point, we become worthy. And then, far from being the means of our destruction, the wood from the Beis Hamikdash becomes a means of our salvation. It becomes the means of getting rid of Haman. So that's the idea here. In our exile, at first, the Beis Hamikdash works against us, but then it enables our return to Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that's what Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer is trying to teach us by saying that Haman's gallows is the wood from the Beis Hamikdash. First, it was against us, but then it was used to hang Haman because we were worthy, and it became a means, in fact, of our Geulah.